Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and pleased to welcome to our program this morning the Extension Agent 4-H Youth Development with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, Whitney Green. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well.
I am. I hope you are.
I am indeed. Thank you so much for joining us. A pleasure to have you on the show as always. And of course, springtime means good stuff. And I thought it would be a kind of a cool thing for us to do is obviously talk about what's going on with the Wilkes Extension and 4-H, maybe some things that have happened or things that are going to happen. How about that, Whitney?
Sure. So spring has sprung for sure here in Wilkes County. We just finished up our annual plant sale here at Extension. So we usually have our flyers out a little bit before March, and we run that all through March. And then the last week, our plants arrive and people come and pick them up. So this year we had 12 different kinds of herbs for people to select from. We had two different types of strawberries. We had several varieties of blueberries and then raspberries and blackberries. So we did really well with that this year. We did a little bit better than we did last year. So just getting the word out and marketing it a little bit better. And we had a pretty successful one.
The annual plant sale is always a good thing for 4-H. It gives you an opportunity to pick some really cool things for your garden.
And it does.
I am so glad that you guys had success with that. Let's talk a little bit about summer fun with 4-H, Whitney.
Summer fun is fastly approaching. I was in the schools just a few days ago, and they're getting ready for spring break. And so when that time usually comes, we start thinking about summer fun, and we try and get all that lined up before the kids get out of school so we can send the brochures home with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, our summer fun, there's a theme. And so this year's theme is summer adventures beyond the backyard. So we're really going to try and focus on getting the kids outside in Mother Nature, having hands-on learning experiences, and just enjoying the environment around them. So we have got a great summer planned. We're going to take lots of day trips, and those include we're going to go ziplining up in Blowing Rock.
All right.
We're going to take some kids to Charlotte to the Whitewater Rafting Center,
wow.
And they have rope courses there. And
mm-hmm.
And, of course, whitewater rafting, canoeing, kayaking. And then we are going to visit Linville Falls again this year and go and check those out and then go on a hike to the down through the cavern. And we are going to Carolina Raptor Center. So the kids are going to get to spend the day learning about birds of prey and feeding an eagle and seeing a hawk.
Mm.
And then we are going to go to Emerald Point, which is always a fun trip because the kids get to learn about water safety and sun safety, and then they get to spend the rest of the day in the water park with their friends.
Just having a blast, having fun, yeah.
Yes, they really enjoy that one. And then, of course, we'll have some classes as well. So we are going to talk a little bit about pollinators, and kids are going to get to see the life cycles of a butterfly and actually grow a caterpillar into a butterfly.
Wow.
We're going to do some outdoor cooking classes where they get to learn how to use a solar oven and cook with a Dutch oven on top of an open fire. And then we are going to do some environmental stewardship stuff.
Very cool. You know, Whitney, I was going to ask you how you entice kids to get off the sofa and maybe get away from their electronic devices, but I think you have it covered.
Yeah, I really wanted to hone in on that. And so I knew that getting them out, you know, just doing something in Wilkes County, I wasn't really going to be able to catch their attention. So I'm really trying to use my other avenues and visit, you know, places that are still close that we can get to during the day, but where they can get out of Wilkes County and get that opportunity and still get to, you know, be outside and go on adventures.
Beyond the backyard, loads of fun for 4-H'ers this summer. Our guest is Whitney Green. She's the 4-H Youth Development Extension Agent with the Wilkes County, North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service, and talking about 4-H, of course, and the cool things. Man, what a great summer you have planned. It sounds like a pretty busy summer as well.
It is.
Let's talk to me about the registration for the things, Whitney.
Okay. So we always hold a registration day here at the office, and so that will be Friday, April 28th.
Okay.
It'll start at 9 a.m. and it'll go till 5, and that's just come as, you know, when you can. Of course, the events are first come, first serve, so some of the most popular events may fill up pretty quickly. But what we usually do is we'll continue to register for those events up until 1 week prior or until they're full.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, you know, within the a week or two after registration, most of them are booked up. But it just depends on the trip and the event. But that will be Friday, April 28th. It'll start at 9 a.m. and go to 5.
So your suggestion would be that if they know they want their kids to be in some of these 4-H events, is to come that particular day and sign up.
Because, I would, yeah. Yes. And I would try and come, you know, as early as you can, mm-hmm. which I understand, you know, parents have to work. But what we do is we accept registration from grandparents. So if there's a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle who's around town, it doesn't have to be the parent specifically of the child. Any family member can come and sign them up. It can be their older brother or, yeah. or sister or whatever. So yeah. if there's something specific they'd want, I'd definitely try and come that day as early as you can.
Well, I can understand why these classes and events would go in a hurry. Obviously, there's limited number of people available for each thing. But man,
right.
you've really, really fun stuff going. You know, I'm starting to think that some of this might be just because you love it, too.
I do love it. Yes, Danny. How did you know?
All right. Confession's good for the soul, Whitney. There you go. Well, you do.
Well, I think that if you're going to, you know, instill a passion for something, yeah. you know, you've got to be passionate about yourself. And I hope the kids see that, you know, that my passion for the environment and outdoor learning. And so if I'm, you know, thrilled to go, that I'm hoping that that will be instilled in them and that they'll enjoy it.
I can't imagine that it would not come through loud and clear, because you have bring such enthusiasm to the 4-H program. And I know all the people involved in it love you and love doing the things that you guys are going to do. Good luck. It's going to be a great summer for you. I know you'll have a blast. Whitney Green, by the way, if folks just want to talk to you about any other things about 4-H, how can they contact you, Whitney?
Sure. So they can call me here at the office. My direct line is 336-651-7336. Or if they're in town, they can stop by. We're at 416 Executive Drive. That's off of Brushy Mountain Road. And then we also do updates on our Facebook page. So if you go in like Wilkes County 4-H on Facebook, I do a lot of posting stuff there. And our brochure will be available online hopefully in the next few days. And we'll be sending that out in the mail and posting it on the Cooperative Extension's website as well, too.
All things 4-H. Whitney Green, the 4-H Youth Development with Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you for sharing with us today. Keep up the good work and have a great summer.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.